Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Om Na. This week's channeled message is entitled The Seed of Incarnation by Lord Melchizedek. Greetings and love. I am Lord Melchizedek, a collective consciousness, an overseer of the universal level of the Creator's universe. I come forth, expanding and radiating my energy to connect with all aspects of the Creator. I expand my energy so that I become incarnate within everything, merged, synthesized, embodied within all that is the Creator, because I am an expression of all that is the Creator. And my purpose is to connect with all that is the Creator. This is the same for you as well. Today I come forth to alert you to an energy wave that is anchoring through the universe of the Creator and also into your being. Into all beings upon the earth and Mother Earth herself. This energy wave is known as the seed of incarnation. It supports embodiment, it supports grounding, it allows you to bring the Creator into incarnation upon the earth. It allows you to bring all that is the Creator into anything you wish to create, and your own embodiment. This is a beautiful energy. And it is much needed now upon the earth. It supports and facilitates all that you're thinking of, all that you're focusing upon in becoming fully manifested upon the earth. Now, this also means that there is a need to bring your attention to that which serves you, to think thoughts of that which brings fulfillment, health, joy, love, and ascension to you, to focus upon creating experiences, manifestations. That again bring fulfillment, joy, success, and all you wish to experience upon the earth. You are constantly in a cycle of receiving the Creator's energy. Your focus, your intentions, and your attention support and facilitate the energy of the Creator. In becoming embodied and manifested upon the earth, whether within your being and through your expression, or in physical objects or situations upon the earth. You are constantly in this cycle of receiving the Creator's energy and expressing the Creator's energy. So you may wonder, why do you need the seed of incarnation? This energy wave. The energy wave and the seed signifies a very pure and innocent energy from the Creator, from the core of all that is the Creator. It is the purest vibration of manifestation, the purest vibration of being incarnate upon the earth. Not only does this pure energy support you in bringing the Creator's energy into embodiment and that which you focus upon, it also advances the embodiment and manifestation process. So you become more sensitive, more aware, more alert to the embodiment and manifestation process you are moving through. It makes it easier for you to manifest. It also allows you to bring higher, purer vibrations of energy into manifestation upon the earth at a physical level. Now, it is important that I share this with you. There is an opportunity through the seed of incarnation to manifest your higher self and your ascended master self fully into your physical body. Because the seed of incarnation makes it easier to manifest, and because it allows you to manifest purer vibrations. This means that by working with the seed of incarnation, you allow yourself to embody your higher self and your ascended master self through your focus, your intention, and through receiving this new energy wave. Allow yourself to contemplate this for a few moments. It is like a window in time that allows you to accelerate your ascension so dramatically. It is as if your ascended master self becomes embodied within your physical being. And the seed of incarnation prepares your physical body and your energy bodies for this manifestation. In truth, for any manifestation at a purer, higher vibration. To achieve this process, there is simply a need to call upon the seed of incarnation to download and flow over and through your entire being. Then it is appropriate to state, my purpose with the seed of incarnation is to embody my higher self and or my ascended master self and the Creator within my physical being now appropriately and guided by my soul. Then allow yourself to imagine the flow of the seed of incarnation, its energy flowing over and through your being. It increases your energy vibration, quickens your energy vibration, so you may feel that more light is flooding into your entire being. Then focus or imagine that your higher self your ascended master self and the creator's energy is flowing into your being. Maybe you'll see a pillar of light. Maybe you'll see like a light body merging with your own. Maybe you'll see a seed awakening from within your being, or feel or sense or acknowledge. Allow yourself to be open-minded as to how this activation takes place within your being. Then continue to focus, experiencing the merge of the seed of incarnation and your higher energies within your being. You will need to focus upon this for several days until you feel the integration is complete. If you wish to manifest something in your reality, then you can achieve the same process. And you use the statement, "It is my purpose," with the seed of incarnation to manifest. And then state what you wish to manifest or bring into embodiment within your being or your reality. Now you can create your intention and work with the seed of incarnation. Your soul will be observing everything, and the shifts and transformations and embodiment that takes place will be guided by your soul. For some, it may not seem that the incarnation and embodiment that you desired has taken place. For others, it may be far greater than you imagined. It all depends on your readiness and your openness, as well as your level of ascension. It is such a fabulous window of opportunity. And it is important to make use of this energy wave known as the seed of incarnation. Whether it's to advance your own spiritual ascension or to manifest something that will serve you in your reality. Or maybe you could achieve this activation for both reasons. The purpose of the incarnation is to bring light into manifestation and embodiment, the light of the Creator. The more that each person increases their energy vibration, the easier it is for humanity, for Mother Earth, the Earth as a physical body, to achieve the transitions and transformations and ascension process that is so necessary and important at this time. I, Lord Melchizedek, encourage you to work with the seed of incarnation. It is a very powerful and potent energy. And remember, it brings light into manifestation. Please ensure that your intentions are true and pure and will serve you in your reality. I thank you. I am Lord Melchizedek. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed the channeling from Lord Melchizedek. Sounds like an amazing, potent, and fiery energy. I think it's a great opportunity and responsibility as well for us to receive this energy. I wonder what magnificent things we can all create. Until next week, bye.